This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me get something off my chest that's driving me nuts. Now, I understand what we do every day is fueled by opinion, and like my opinion is not better than your opinion, and sometimes it is, and also sometimes it's a lot worse. Like, you know, I mean, if we kept a scoreboard for, you know, wins and losses when it came to opinions or takes, I mean, I think a lot of us would be in trouble here, you know, because you speak for 4 hours a week, you just say a lot of stuff. But one opinion that I do believe is wrong, fundamentally, is when I hear people saying, and this is really from you, I don't know that I've heard hosts saying this. I've heard a lot of this from callers and on Soch. Hey, Knicks are good. It's house money. House money? Are you that soft that you view the next 13, 14, 15 days as house money when everything the Knicks have done is to try to beat the Celtics? How is that house money? It's not. Let me tell you what was house money. Your 2024 New York Mets, who won 89 games, all right, got to the NLCS against the big badass Dodgers with that bloated payroll and a galaxy and bevy of superstars. That's house money. Mets weren't supposed to win. Mets didn't win. But because the Mets weren't even, they could tell me, well, the Knicks aren't supposed to win here. Well, that, I disagree. What they did coming in was supposed to put them in a position to win, where the Mets were against the Celtics, despite what Vegas says. What the Mets did a year ago, you know, it's like it was kind of an experimental laboratory thing. Cohen's first full year, the pitching lab, you know, Vientos not here, then he was, and, you know, all the things that we talked about, you know, a million ways. So it was house money because even Met fans, and I'm sure you were crushed, you know, varying degrees of being crushed, but, you know, when the season ended, you're like, God, we were almost in the World Series. I get it. I'm not saying it's not going to hurt, but you were very quickly able to compartmentalize. At least you should have been. Hey, we almost got to the World Series. We beat the Phillies, all right, in the divisional series to get there, and we exercised some demons during the end of the regular season, you know, Pete's big home run against Devin. I mean, come on. And you can sit back and say, we got an owner who's got more money than anybody. We're going to chase down Soto like madmen. You got him. And we're going to just keep cooking, or at least try to. And outside of this weekend, yeah, I know the Mets have lost two straight series here, but the Mets have looked really, really, really good. All right? That's house money. Like, when you get to somewhere that you're not supposed to be, that's where the term really applies. When every move that you make is done to get you past somebody who's going to be in your way and has been there for a while, and it's not viewed as remotely enough, how is that house money? It's not.